Okay, it's been a long time since I've seen you guys, like virtually met you guys, but this podcast, I'm just speaking freely to you guys, okay? So, you know, no script, something. You might have known about the president, you know, Joe Biden one. I'm happy. So, okay, let me tell you a story. I'm an Indian, I live in India, and I'm still a kid. But we study about, you know, Indian politics and stuff, but I've never understood about, you know, Lok Sabha, Rajya Sabha and stuff. And when I got to know about the Black Lives Matter, about the George Floyd and Breonna Taylor case, okay, I'm like, okay, let's just look into this stuff. Then people said bad things about Trump, and I'm like, okay, see, I didn't have anything against Trump. I was like, okay, US President is Trump, okay, that's fine with me. But then I heard about this Black Lives Matter, and I'm like, okay, that's a little, you know. So I, you know, dug deeper in this, and I started to take Lele, you know, part in this US politics stuff. And I'm watching news and stuff about all this US politics and stuff about Biden, about Trump, and I'm very happy that Biden won. I don't know about you guys, but in India, people like Trump because India and US relationships when Trump was the president were very good. But let's see what Biden administration has to do. So I heard about the presidential debates, two presidential debate and the vice presidential debate. So I'll talk about that. Okay, first thing, and I quote what he said. It was about, you know, wearing masks. So Trump was like, you know, see Joe Biden standing 1 meter away from you and he wears the biggest mask in the world. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually better. It's good. And the next day, he had coronavirus. I was laughing so hard. Literally, him and Melania, they literally had coronavirus the next day. Donald Trump has a vaccine? I don't think so. He has a plan? Nope. Every time he said that line, no one believed him. Literally, no one believed him. Trump has no COVID-19 plan. That's what Biden said. And then Trump hits back over his son's Ukraine dealings. I don't know what that debate was. The first debate, it was, I don't know. It was like, what? He was... You have to talk about, you know, what's happening, like the climate change, like the corona. Why are you talking about Joe Biden's son? What does he have to do in this, right? The face-off in Nashville was markedly less chaotic and incomprehensible than the shouting match which was happened in the first debate. One major reason for this was, obviously, the mute button. Oh, God, mute button saved the life of, I don't know, million Americans. Asked by the debate's moderator, Kristen Welker, if he could guarantee whether a coronavirus vaccine would be ready within weeks, Trump said no, it's not a guarantee. Thank God he was honest. But I think it will be end of the year. And now the news is that under the Biden administration, the vaccine will be coming before Christmas in USA. Biden too said he was skeptical about Trump's plan for releasing a vaccine. And I quote, he said this, "This is the same fellow who told you it was going to end by Easter," he said. He has no clear plan. He actually doesn't. He's just saying that I have a plan, but he doesn't. But Trump had to hit back. So what he did was Trump's allegations against Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Now what could he blame? Only son was left. So Trump's allegations against Joe Biden's son, Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine last year, ultimately led to his impeachment. Trump claimed that Joe Biden had made money in a business scheme involving China with his son. These allegations were raised in a series of emails that were published recently, which allegedly documented Hunter Biden's huge business dealings in Ukraine. Wow, accomplished one thing, bringing his son into the matter when it was not required. Joe Biden is a true person. He literally looked into all the eyes of the American people and said, there's a reason why he's bringing up this malarkey. There's a reason for it. He doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues. It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family. and your family is hurting badly. He is such a true guy. And Trump mentioned India too, so India was mentioned only once during the debate, and it was not for the best reason. When they were asked about climate change, Trump compared the US to other countries and said that China, Russia, India, their air is filthy. Well, I agreed, New Delhi is, that air is really filthy. Trump literally said he's the least racist person in this room. No one has ever believed that. According to some sources, I think some, about Breonna Taylor, she was shot with 4 or 5 times, and I know her ex-boyfriend was in some, you know, not a good things. Don't get me started on George Floyd. I know he committed a lot of felonies, but I know about USA. I never lived in USA, but I do know that loving someone there is not a crime. But being black there under Trump's administration, I think it is. When asked about the issue of racism that plagues the United States, President Trump insisted, as he was several times in the past, that he has done more for the African American community than any other president since Lincoln. He went on to attack Biden, as usual, for supporting a crime in the crime bill in the 1990s, which has led to the incarceration of thousands of black men over the decades. Okay, debate are meant to, you know, point each other out, you know, be against each other. But okay, if he has crime bill, you are the least racist person in this room? No, not at all. Well, in the second debate, President Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden didn't pull punch final debate because there was a mute button. If I'm not wrong, Biden also mentioned in his two debates that Trump and his administration knew that this pandemic is very dangerous in January. They knew it. In both the debates, he mentioned it. But he didn't tell any of us because he thought it wasn't dangerous. Well, now is he happy with the outcome? I don't think so. He should have warned people that there is a Wuhan virus / coronavirus coming, which may be not be deadly, which actually turned out to be pretty deadly. And when Joe Biden said, "Shut up," oh my god, that savage line. Wow, he won there for me. Okay, so enough about the presidents. Let's talk about the vice presidents, which are Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. The one and only debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris was calmer than last week's fight between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. It sure was, but that savage turn she took was all over the newspaper. "Excuse me, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking." Indians have a good way of, you know, savagely turning down people. Harris dropped the gloves from the outset. She said, and I quote, "The American people have witnessed that it is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country under Trump's administration." Mike Pence, in return, said, "Our nation's gone through a very challenging time." I guess we can agree, all we can agree with that line. But coming from the mouth of the Trump administration, okay. "But I want American people to know that from the very first day, President Trump has put the health of the American people first." That's a first, right? I told you, Joe Biden is a very true person. Joe Biden has a long-standing reputation of working across that. Joe Biden has a history of lifting people up and fighting for their dignity, as we saw when he was the vice president to President Obama. When the voting was going on and the Biden administration was just a little bit below Trump, he gave a speech at the White House as usual, and he said that we have won. Let me say it again, we have won. You know tenses, so he means that they have already won. Okay. I never believed him, so okay. After some time, that road took a change. And Joe Biden proved the numbers don't lie. because he's the new president of the USA. And may God bless America again. Yeah. But why would Trump back down? Why would he? He has won, right? According to him, he has won. But I don't know, his face would be like, what? Well, why would he back down? No one would back down if it was you and me. But he's just like the one-term president in what, I don't know, what, 4 years or something? He said he won't get out of the White House. If he won't, they'll throw him out. Obviously, his Joe Biden's gonna come in January and take over the White House. His own wife, Melania Trump, said that Joe Biden should back down. Why would he listen to his wife? Okay, so we're not going to his personal life, but why would he listen to her? He won't stop. He would be like, the election system, the election pool was rigged, according to him. But numbers don't lie. They never lie. So congratulations to Joe Biden winning. He deserved it. And let's see what changes he makes to India and other countries and USA under his administration.